Philadelphia has 5,800 vehicles, many of them old enough that they would be replaced soon. Councilman David O says that could be an opportunity to switch to vehicles powered by natural gas. Philadelphia Fleet Manager Chris Cochi says he would not want to use natural gas for police cruisers or fire trucks, though he's open to it for other purposes.
We do not want to put any public health and safety vehicles relative to the fire department or the police department in that arena. We believe, though, that the technology as far as refuse vehicles is well advanced and it could sustain it.
Proponents told council compressed natural gas is cheaper, equivalent to buying gasoline for a dollar less per gallon. Anti-gas drilling activist Sandra Folzer testified the savings could evaporate.
There are many hidden costs. They don't get as much mileage. They use at least 10% more fuel per vehicle. So that, again, is more of an expense.
The U.S. Energy Department says CNG vehicles still pollute less, but the edge over gasoline cars has been narrowing as their emissions improve. Council has not yet taken action on whether to switch to natural gas vehicles. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.